Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning into yet another episode of
Scary to the Max.
My name is Glenn, and I'm joined by my wonderful co-host
Max.
Max, we have been having some technical difficulties here on Scary to the Max, but we will not give up. We are dedicated to talking about what this week.
Rainbow Friends Chapter 2.
Rainbow Friends Chapter 2, that is right. Now, if the people out there, Max, haven't listened to our previous episode all about Rainbow Friends Chapter 2, what should they do?
Just go do it, and then once that one's done, just watch this.
Absolutely. Make sure you go over into the show notes, subscribe to the podcast, and also our YouTube, where you can go and listen to that episode. That way you have all the information to be able to really enjoy
Rainbow Friends Chapter 2.
That is correct, sir. Now, without any further ado, let's go ahead and get the episode started off. You actually wanted to change it up a little bit this time. Normally, we go right into Shop Smart, but you, Max, wanted to do what?
Trailers.
Trailers. And our segment all about trailers is called what?
Ice Cream You Stream.
That is correct. Ice Cream You Stream. Now, normally we use a wonderful, wonderful website involving a wheel, wheelofnames.com, and we put all the different trailers on there, and then we let the wheel decide. But Max, there is something that is just too important that you needed the people to know about. What was it?
The Five Nights at Freddy's movie.
The Five Nights at Freddy's movie. Why are you so excited for this?
I don't know. I want to get spooked out.
You want to get spooked out.
Yeah,
well,
I want to get jump scared by Chico or something.
You want to? I mean, this movie definitely seems like it has some jump scares in it. So why don't we go ahead and take a look at the trailer together and just see how intense it is.
Hi, this is Mike. I was just calling to see if that job that you offered was still available.
Yes. The security guard.
I will take anything.
This place was huge in the 80s with the kids. They shut it down years ago. The owner's just not ready to let it go yet.
I will work and you will sleep.
I understand.
Give me your hand. All you have to do is keep your eyes on the monitor.
Welcome to Freddy Fazbear's, where fantasy and fun come to life.
Okay.
You must be new security guard.
Can I help you, officer?
Have you met them yet?
Met who?
Them. Kids went missing. The police searched Freddy's top to bottom.
Hello?
They never found them. It's why the place shut down.
There are ghost children possessing giant robots. Thanks for the heads up.
Technically, they're animatronics.
What do they want?
They want to make her like them.
Abby!
Tell me how to stop them.
It's too late.
Bobby, go!
Where to?
Why do I always get the weirdos?
Whew, and that is the trailer for Five Nights at Freddy's. Max, what do you think about that trailer?
It was not scary.
You're crazy. It definitely looks scary. Why doesn't it look scary to you?
IDK.
No, you gotta have a reason. I think it looks pretty scary. It looks like there's gonna be a ton of junk scares in this
there's
movie.
There's no nightmare animatronics.
None of the nightmare animatronics. Now, which Five Nights at Freddy's game are the nightmare ones from?
That will be FNAF 4.
Ooh, FNAF 4. That's very specific. So the regular Five Nights at Freddy's ones, they don't scare you?
No.
No. But what's interesting about this movie is it comes out in theaters, and it comes out on TV for you to be able to rent it on Peacock on October 27th, which is right before which holiday?
Halloween.
Halloween. That is correct. So you're going to be able to watch Five Nights at Freddy's right around Halloween time, which is a perfect time for a scary movie. Now, this movie is actually made by the same people who made a lot of other scary movies, like the Megan movie and Insidious and a bunch of other creepy movies. So it's actually called a company called Blumhouse. So they're very good at making a lot of creepy movies. And the person who wrote the story for the movie is also the person who wrote the story for the games. So it is made by the people who make a lot of really scary movies, and it's made by the person who made Five Nights at Freddy's. So this movie should be pretty good. It does look pretty scary. Would you rather watch this movie at home, or would you rather see it in the movie theater?
I would say, like, the movie theater.
How come?
Well, they have really good popcorn.
I gotta agree with you. Popcorn is awesome during a movie, especially if it's a spooky one. But we're gonna have to see whether we watch this one at home or we watch this in the theater. Because the nice thing about watching a movie like this at home is if it's a little bit too scary, you can pause it and come back later. If you go to see it in the movie theater and it's too scary, you kind of just have to leave, and then, you know, you don't get another shot unless you buy another ticket. So it's nice this comes out. We're also going to have to see what this movie is rated, because this movie is going to be probably rated, I'm guessing, PG-13, but we're going to see.
Why?
Because I think if you take a peek at this trailer, and I'll put the link to it in the show notes, I think that this movie is really trying to be spooky. How old do you think most of the kids are who play Five Nights at Freddy's?
I have no idea.
You have no idea. Do you know what the game is rated, like, in, like, the stores or, like, on, like, PlayStation?
I don't.
It's usually rated teen. So I think this movie is normally geared towards teenagers. So I think it's going to be PG-13. But it can definitely still be plenty spooky. And I like that they're starting off with just the regular Five Nights at Freddy's characters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's going to be good.
I'm excited for that. But Five Nights at Freddy's coming out. Are you interested? Do you want to watch it?
Maybe.
Maybe. How come not? I thought you were 100% in.
Well, I don't want to get too scared.
Ooh, and you don't want it to be too scary to the max. I think what I might do is, because it's coming out so that you can actually rent it at home, I might rent it at home first and watch it and just get an idea of how scary it is. And then we'll see.
Wait. This troll could just be a complete troll.
You think it could be a troll?
It might
think
be just trolling. Like I said, when we go in, it's just an Among Us movie.
No, I think a lot of people are excited to see this movie. This is definitely the official trailer. So we'll find out in October, if Five Nights at Freddy's is
scared to the max.
Yeah, that's right, my man. Now let's go on right over into our next segment, where we check out some of the newest and coolest spooky toys, a segment that we like to call
Shop Smart.
Shop Smart. So I got a few things pulled up over here. And the first one actually isn't necessarily a horror toy. Can you read this part right here?
Bloody Mark. Temporary tattoo markers for skin amity BPM.
Yeah, you don't need to read the model number. That's okay. But these are Bic Body Mark temporary tattoo markers. These are special markers that you can use that are washable, that are basically meant to give you like a temporary tattoo. And the cool thing about this is you can draw pretty much anything that you want, and give yourself a tattoo. And they do come with stencils where you can basically like color in these special cutouts and you can give yourself like a tattoo. Like it looks like they have stars, they have music notes, like a dog paw, but you can use it to pretty much do anything. And they're pretty like highly rated, so people seem to like them. But I thought this would be neat because people are drawing all types of different creatures and stuff like that. And I'm like, you could draw a temporary tattoo of somebody spooky that you like.
No.
You don't like this?
I'd rather just find one of those, like, water tattoo things.
You know what? Those water type of tattoos, like those normal, regular, temporary tattoos, yeah, probably make more sense. Because this is more fun. You can draw whatever you want, but they are expensive. How much do these markers cost?
Well, those are $29.49.
$29.49. Absolutely correct. But you do get to draw whatever you want, and they do, like, you know, come off on your skin. They're safe for your skin. They're made specifically, you know, to do temporary tattoos on your skin, which I thought was cool. I still think it's neat, but that's okay. You're not going to like everything that we have here on Shop Smart. Let's see if we can do a little bit better with the next item here. Yeah, I thought so.
You're making me buy this thing, then.
These are, this is a 3-pack of Jason hockey masks. Now, you've been asking about a Jason mask for a while. Why are you so into the Jason mask?
I don't know. I want to go out on Halloween scaring people super bad.
You want to be, you're thinking about maybe being Jason for Halloween.
Oh, yeah. Plus, I'm also going to buy this knife.
That is the Jason machete. Yeah. Jason always has that machete. These are a few different masks, and which one of these masks do you like the most?
The black.
You like the black Jason mask the most?
Yeah.
Interesting. I've always kind of liked the white Jason mask over here.
Yeah, I like that one too.
That's always kind of been like one of my favorites. But this is a pretty good deal. You get 3 different Jason masks for $12.66. Much better than if you were to buy it at one of those Halloween stores, although I do love going to the Halloween store. You know, they actually started, the one's going to open up pretty soon right by us.
Spirit?
Yeah, Spirit Halloween. Yep. It's almost time to go to the Halloween store and check out all the cool stuff. I'm excited to put up all our decorations. I think we have a couple months, but I'm still excited.
Yeah, me too.
But you're in. You're into the Jason hockey mask.
Yeah.
Is that right? All right, cool. I'm a fan. And then lastly, this is a little bit on the cuter side. These are the little people. Do you remember what the little people were?
No.
The little people are like these toys for like toddlers, for like little kids. And these are special ones. These are called the, do you remember what this is?
The Los De Los Muertos.
Ooh, very good. Which is the?
Day of the Dead in Spanish.
Yes. And what happens on the Day of the Dead? Do you remember?
People celebrate people that passed out lives.
That, yeah, people who passed away, they celebrate their lives. And these are special Day of the Dead little people, all different skeletons and dressed up in Day of the Dead, like wearing clothing. They're super cool. They're only $8.49. Sometimes here on Scary to the Max, you know, we try to cover things for all ages. And I thought this is one that looks cool enough that I think pretty much anybody could enjoy. Do you like these guys?
Yeah,
they're pretty neat for $8.49 on
Wait,
sale.
Wait, you get that like stage thing?
There is like a little stage. It's like part of the box, but I guess if you save the box, you would get the stage. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna save the box if I bought that.
Yeah, they're pretty cool. They also have an E.T. one as well. E.T. is a movie about an extraterrestrial, an alien who comes to the Earth, and he needs to find a home or get back to his home. It's kind of like a classic movie. I would say. Yeah. Maybe one day we'll watch the trailer for E.T. I actually think part of it's kind of scary. But that's just me. But those are all the different items that you can check out over here on Shop Smart. By all means, go over into the show notes in case you want to look at any of them. All right, my man, that wraps up Shop Smart. Now let's go ahead and jump right into the main feature here and talk all about
Rainbow Friends Chapter 2.
Rainbow Friends Chapter 2. Now, you were telling me that this game was coming out for a while, and I got to be honest, I didn't really believe you.
Yeah.
Because for some reason, like, you know, like there's always like all these different fake videos and like fake games over on, where do you play this game?
Roblox.
Yeah, there's so many like fake versions of it that sometimes it's hard to believe that there's really going to be another one. But there is, in fact, Rainbow Friends Chapter 2, which is out now. It came out on June the 2nd. Why don't you tell people a little bit about who the Rainbow Friends are?
Cyan is like this random dinosaur person. Yellow is this board with a helicopter thing on him. and Lucky's watch, it's just a version of Red's head that rolls around, coming in multiple colors.
Now, these are the new, are those the new Rainbow Friends in Rainbow Friends Chapter 2?
Yeah.
Okay, and just in case people haven't played Rainbow Friends Chapter 1, can you just kind of tell me about the story of Rainbow Friends? Like who they are, why they're in this place called Oddworld? Like, what is going on with
You're
Rainbow
Friends? You're not even in Oddworld in Chapter 1 yet.
All right, see? Well, then you need to remind me. Even I need help. So, tell me, what is the story of the Rainbow Friends?
So, now we're going to do a recap for Rainbow Friends Chapter 1. And this is what happens. So, first you crash a bus. And then you come up to the strange building. Very strange building. And then the Rainbow Friends come out and try to get you. But first there's only Blue and you have to find, like, items. And if you find all of the items, a new monster releases until the end where you have to face off Red. And then, I don't know what to call it. It's just like a vent chase thing.
All right, so you crash this bus, and then you wind up at this place, and there's these monsters there? Like, what? Why are you on this bus in the first place in Rainbow Friends?
You're going to this place called Oddworld.
Oddworld. What is Oddworld?
An amusement park.
Okay, and then, so you end up in, do you end up in Oddworld in Rainbow Friends Chapter 1? Do you make it to the amusement park?
No. You escape, like, the place that controls Oddworld, that controls, like, all of the rides. I did turns them on and off.
Okay, so it's kind of like a place, like, that's, like, associated with Oddworld. It has to do with Oddworld a little bit.
Yeah, it helps Red Oddworld.
And then what do you have to do while you're at this place in Chapter 1?
You have to find items.
Okay. And, like, you have to do these different tasks. And then what happens after you complete them?
A new monster releases.
Okay. And how many of the Rainbow Friends or how many of these monsters are there?
Four, including Red.
Okay.
So there's a blue, green, orange, purple. Well, in the vents, red.
Okay, so there's a few different colors. And aside from the colors, what makes these monsters, like, different?
They all have different abilities.
Okay, can you tell me about a couple of them?
Okay, so Blue's ability is, he's a noob. Basically, he just, you just get to, it's just chasing if you hide in a box. Bam, you can't get you anymore.
And the boxes are like a big thing, right? Like while you're doing these tasks, you get like box. This cardboard box that, of course, Roblox lets you customize if you pay them enough money. And you can hide into the boxes so the monsters don't get you. But some of the monsters can get you in the box. Is that right?
Yep. And next we have Green, which he can get you even if you are in a box. So I would say the most quickly way to get away from Green is go in a vent, because is hide in this one vent where Purple can't get you.
Okay, so you have to do different things in order to escape each monster, because they all have different powers. Is that right?
Yep.
Okay. All right, that makes sense. So eventually, I'm guessing, since now we're going to be talking about Chapter 2, that in Chapter 1, we make it out of there. And then how does Chapter 2 happen? Didn't we beat the game? Isn't it over?
No.
Sorry, so tell me about Chapter 2. How does it start?
You walk to Oddworld. Well, you walk in the forest to the fence, and then you meet this old man, and he breaks down the fence. So then you can go to Oddworld and basically do the same thing, but there are new monsters. Okay, we're going to continue talking about the Chapter 1 monsters. Orange. He has a path, and if you're not in his box, he can get you. But if you are in his box, I'm pretty sure he might be able to get you if you're on his path, but in your box. I'm pretty sure he might be able to get you there, but it's pretty hard for him to to get you, but you could just box out of the path and you'll be fine. And make sure to feed him once in a while. That's when he comes out, when you don't feed him. And Pluto, my favorite rainbow friend, he's goes through the vents and tries to grab you.
That's a great recap of all the monsters from Chapter 1. And now all the monsters from Chapter 1 are in Chapter 2, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, but we've got some new ones, you were saying.
Yep, so Chapter 2 monsters, Yellow. He basically just flies around and tries to eat you. You can hide in a box with him and make sure he doesn't get you like Blue. But even if he does grab you, you still have a chance of surviving. You just have when he flies you to his nest, but on the way there's a bouncy castle. And if you jump right on it at the exact moment you need to, you can survive.
It's a pretty it's way different than the other monsters, right? Because In Chapter 1, if the monster gets you, like, it's pretty much over.
Unless you pay Robux.
Which is crazy, unless you pay Robux. But in this one, what's this monster again? Which one is he?
That one, the one that I just talked about,
Yellow.
What was it?
Yellow, oh, thank you.
Next is Cyan.
Oh, or Cyan,
I like to call it Cyan.
All right, Cyan's fine. Go ahead.
Me and my cousins like to call it Salamence.
Oh, because he does kind of look like a salamander, right?
Oh, yeah, true.
Yeah, that's probably why.
Okay, so he is basically like Blue, but if you're moving in his box, he can get you. That's all I have to explain for Cyan.
No problem. Are those the only two new things?
Pretty sure.
Like two new monsters.
Oh, no. There are Lookies, which is just Red's head. And in a bunch of different colors. They can't get you, but you can find them in the third round.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. And you're playing in, like you mentioned, Chapter 2 takes place in Oddworld, which is an amusement park. So you're going through and you're going through like all these different rides, and there are a ton of hiding places. Do you think that Chapter 2 is easier than Chapter 1? What do you think? Which ones do you think is more difficult?
Chapter 2, because on Chapter 2 there's a minecart right at the end where you have to tilt your screen in a certain direction, or else a rainbow friend will come and get you. Will immediately come and get you.
Yep. So, Chapter 2 pretty much follows the same recipe as Chapter 1, where you have different tasks that you have to be able to complete. Really, you're just collecting a whole bunch of things. Then you got to bring it back to the main area, and then you'll advance on to the next monster. And then at the end, you've got that minecart thing where you got to move the controller or press a certain key or lean in a certain way so you don't fall off. Yeah. So you can make it till the end.
Yeah, and after that, you have to basically chase Cyan and lock him up in a cage.
Yeah, there are, I think the chase at the end is a little bit picky, but I don't think the minecart is actually too bad, because they really give you a lot of time to be able to, move in the right direction. So yeah. I don't think that part's hard, but the end part is, because if you mess up or if you get stuck on something, it makes it a little bit difficult to make it out.
Yeah, and the thing is that at the end, if you die at, the minecart chase, the game actually makes a rule and doesn't let you revive.
Wait a minute. So if you die there, you can't revive, even if you, pay Robux?
Yeah, you can. It says, that it's too late. It says, it is too late in this lobby. Maybe you can't revive now.
Yeah. I mean, I guess that's good, though, because, I don't, when I play the game and when you play the game, we don't use, Robux to revive. We just start over, because pay to have to start over is crazy. And they do that in the first game, too.
Yeah.
But I think Chapter 2 is, I think it's fun. I don't really think it's that too, I don't think it's too, you tell me. Is Robot, is Rainbow Friends Chapter 2 scary to the max?
No.
All right. Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. If you're a fan of Chapter 1 Rainbow Friends, you're probably going to love Chapter 2. Which one do you think's better?
Chapter 2. Well, that's the one if you're looking for more gameplay, but if you're looking for, like, more lore of Rainbow Friends, you should do Chapter 1.
And do you have, like, a recommended source of lore if you want to learn more about the Rainbow Friends universe?
Check out the Rainbow Friends wiki.
Ooh, the Rainbow Friends wiki. Yep. I will make sure we post the link in the show notes. And you're actually going to get back-to-back episodes of Scary to the Max. Here we talked about Rainbow Friends Chapter 2. And on our next episode, we're going to be talking about Vampirina. And we're going to be telling you a little bit about a way where you can get some really cool stickers at Monster Mania in Hunt Valley, Maryland. But that's gonna be coming up. But the only way to find out about that is to tune in to the next episode of
Scary
to
the Max.